All right, we got an old friendly voice here with us from Alger County. Wildlife biologist Cody Norton from Shingleton or Cousineau. How should I say that, Cody?
For wildlife, we usually go with Cousineau.
There we go. Well, I wanted to talk to you, obviously, about what's going on with things in Alger County. We're going to get into the ice conditions. I want to talk about this really cool hovercraft rescue story. But I want to start with what you've been doing lately. Very cool that you've had a chance to be a part of the moose survey from the air, correct?
Yep, absolutely. So we actually survey the UP moose population, and we do that using aircraft. We have two observers go up in the plane at one time, and we actually fly, you know, transects, which is basically a straight line. We have an observer on each side of the plane, and we're looking for any moose that we can find. As soon as we find one, then we try to determine if it's a bull, a cow, or a calf, and take some other, you know, characteristics as well.
So what areas were you flying over and doing your survey?
The core moose range, which is kind of where we're surveying right now. Eventually we'll get into the more of the periphery areas, but we're going pretty much all around Lake Michigamme. A lot of our plots had, we could actually see the lake as part of our plots, which is easy to survey because there's usually not any moose out on it.
How many of them do you think have collars on them, if any?
You know, I am not sure. It's been declining. We haven't really collared any in a long time, but those few that are left collared are important for our survey, or have been in the past, because we need to know how many moose were actually seen and how many were missing in the cover. So we'll do kind of trial flights to try to get an index of, you know, what percentage we're seeing versus what percentage we're missing. And we can use those collared moose because we know they're there, even if we can't see them.
Well, I know that you're in the middle of it right now, but you did mention that the numbers have been decreasing in recent years. Do you have any idea at this point if that's going to turn around, or is it way too early to even make that prediction?
It's really early, and I'm not compiling, you know, all the data. All I have is just from my surveys and talking with others. But we have had some higher numbers in some of our low-density areas, which is kind of surprising. You know, it kind of suggests that maybe they're expanding their range in those areas. How that's actually going to shake out, I really don't know. But we have had some good numbers. We had one plot that had, I think, 31 moose in it, which is really a high number. But it'll all shake out in the end, and we'll see what's going on.
Yeah, we'll be interested to hear about that, and I'm sure you and Brian Roll will be a part of that, and we'll find out one way or another when it's over, right?
Absolutely, yep, and we're constantly inputting the data, and we hope to have a quick turnaround.
We're going to switch gears when we get to our next outdoor report later this hour and talk about a hovercraft rescue of a couple of deer, plus ice conditions in Alger County, especially with this warm weather, and specifically about the slush. So stay tuned. We'll continue with Cody Norton, wildlife biologist for the DNR, later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.